school is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply.
Hello, everybody. I'm Ed Robinson, and welcome to another exciting edition of Striving for It All. This is the weekly show that gets you caught up on anything and everything happening in and around the WNBA. On this week's program, we'll give you scores and highlights from Week 13, plus the WNBA Player of the Week, also current league leaders, standings, and the current playoff spots in the WNBA. But first, got to get to my top three storylines. I'm going to start off with the Connecticut Sun. The Connecticut Sun continue to be on a roll. Within their last three games, Connecticut is undefeated. They're currently 3-0 in the month of September as this show is airing, with wins over Dallas on September the 7th, a win at Los Angeles on September the 9th, and recently a win at Phoenix on September the 11th. And, of course, Jonquel Jones has been one of the bright spots for the Connecticut Sun, and we can't forget about Brianna Jones, who's really stepped up her game as of late. And, of course, Jasmine Thomas has been on fire, of course, Breon January, and can't forget about Dewana Bonner. Connecticut remains in first place on top of the WNBA standings. I'll get more into the standings a little bit later in the program, but Connecticut has really had a big – I mean, Connecticut's been consistent all season long, but they've really, really have gotten it together since the All-Star and the Olympic break. Again, those players that I've mentioned with Breonna Jones, Jasmine Thomas, Breon January, Dewana Bonner, Jasmine Thomas, and, of course, Jonquel Jones, they have really made the difference for Connecticut. And Connecticut currently is the number one seed, has the number one spot in the WNBA standings. They've punched their ticket to the playoff. It punched their ticket to the WNBA playoffs. So watch out for Connecticut, because they're making big things happen, and they're going to continue to make big things happen as we get to the WNBA playoffs. My next storyline is going to be the Minnesota Lynx. Minnesota has been phenomenal these last several games. In the month of September, they've been 4-1. Again, the beginning of the month of September with wins over Los Angeles and Washington. They did lose on September the 8th to Las Vegas, but they were able to win their last two games and back-to-back home games against the Indiana Fever. Again, Minnesota started off a little bit slow, but they picked it up right before the All-Star Olympic break, and since that break has ended, the Lynx have really been on fire. Aerial Powers has been effective. Nafisa Collier has been outstanding. We know about Sylvia Fowles. I mean, the ageless wonder. Sylvia just continues to get better and better, not just with her scoring, but her defense is just top-notch in the league. And, of course, Minnesota, they're currently the third spot in the WNBA standings. They have an opportunity to catch Las Vegas for that second spot. We'll see how things go as we get towards there's like two or maybe three more games left in the WNBA regular season, but Las Vegas, Minnesota, Seattle, and also Phoenix are all vying for that number two spot. Again, we'll get more into the standings in just a little bit, but give credit where credit is due to the Lynx. The Lynx have been balling out these last two games in the month of September as we get towards the end of the WNBA regular season. The Lynx are definitely making some noise, and they're going to continue to be felt as we get towards the end of the regular season and going into the playoffs. And for my last storyline is going to be Breanna Stewart. Now, Breanna, this was a tough week for her. Breanna hurt her foot, suffered a left foot injury, is going to miss the rest of the regular season. But things look very optimistic for Breanna, because she's expected to return for the postseason run for Seattle. Again, she's a member of the Seattle Storm. And she's, the Storm are looking to defend their title with Breanna alongside Sue Bird, Jewel Lloyd, and Mercedes Russell. So, but losing Brianna for the remainder of the regular season is tough because Seattle has an opportunity to still get that number two seed, or they can get the number three seed in the postseason in the WNBA. So, again, Brianna Stewart suffered a left foot injury in the third quarter of the game against the Washington Mystics this past Tuesday. And give Brianna a lot of credit. She's only 27, but she's been through a lot. 2019, suffered a torn right Achilles tendon while playing overseas. She wound up missing that WNBA season the following year, which was last year in 2020, in the wobble. She helps the Storm win another WNBA championship. Brianna Stewart has just been has clicked on all cylinders in her basketball career, high school basketball, college basketball, playing overseas, and in the WNBA, and also in her Olympic career, winning an Olympic gold medal. So Brianna, again, will miss the final two games of the Storm's regular season games, but will be reevaluated prior to the start of the playoffs. And again, the Storm, they're catching their breaths right now because, man, Brianna Stewart is so important to the longevity of that franchise and making this championship run to see if Seattle can defend that title going up against the likes of a Las Vegas and Minnesota and Connecticut and Phoenix. So this is going to be interesting. We wish Brianna nothing but the best, and hopefully she could come back strong for the playoff run for Seattle. All right, that takes care of segment number one. When we come back from the break, I'll have scores and highlights from Week 13 in the WNBA. Plus, we'll have the WNBA Player of the Week, current league leaders, the standings, and, of course, we'll have where the playoff seedings are at right now. I'm Ed Robinson, and you're listening to Striving for It All.
School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox internet customers in Cox service area to meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply. School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox internet customers in Cox service area to meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply. School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox internet customers in Cox service area to meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply.
45.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
I was over 92.
180 over 111.
182 over 100. And I had a heart attack and a cardiac arrest. And then a stroke.
This is what high blood pressure looks like. You might not feel its symptoms, but the results from a heart attack or stroke are far from invisible or silent.
My memory is shot.
When I woke up, I couldn't speak.
I can't button up a shirt. I can't run.
I've had to learn to swallow again.
That's the only movements that I have. And I'm 33, so I never see this coming.
If I would have followed a treatment plan, I would not be in this situation.
Had I done this, had I done that, hell, I messed up.
Get back on your plan. Or talk with your doctor to create an exercise, diet, and medication plan that works for you. Go to loweryourhbp.org.
I head to toe, everything's changed. Head to toe.
You live in a smart home powered by Cox Internet, so you're not thinking about the pizza delivery. You're thinking how nice it is to get everyone together for a fun night. You're not thinking about the pizza. Maybe just a little.
Cox Home Life. Show me the front porch camera.
Pizza!
View your Cox Home Life cameras right from your TV using your Contour voice remote. Visit cox.com/thisishome to learn more.
Advertised features require subscription to Cox Internet and Contour TV. A high-speed internet connection is required. Home Life Security Services subject to Home Life Security Service Agreement. Cox Home Life Services provided by Cox Licensed Entities. See cox.com/licenses.
School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
Everybody, welcome back to the program. All right, let's get you caught up on the scores and highlights from Week 13 in the WNBA. Let's start off with the games on Tuesday, September the 7th. We had the Connecticut Sun going up against the Dallas Wings. The Sun would win 83-56, and the Seattle Storm would beat the Washington Mystics 105-71. Again, the significance of that game between the Storm and the Mystics, that was the game that Breanna Stewart suffered that injury to her left foot, and which would make her miss the remainder of the regular season. As I mentioned earlier in segment number one, that she will be reevaluated for the postseason. Again, in games on Tuesday, September the 7th, the Connecticut Sun 83, the Dallas Wings 56, and the Seattle Storm 105, the Washington Mystics 71. We move along now to games on Wednesday, September the 8th. We had a close one between the Phoenix Mercury and the Atlanta Dream. The Mercury would go on to win, final score 76-75, and it was a close game through and through. And also, somebody that shined bright in this contest for the Mercury, was Shea Petty, and Shea handled her business, extending the Mercury's winning streak by beating the Dream. Here's highlights from that contest.
Not allowing second chance points off of second chance rebounds, So right there, a bit of a break because it got knocked out of bounds. But Atlanta was there.
We want that as part of our locker room. We want that a part of this group that wants to build as they move forward. The and one for Shea Petty.
Look at this. Petty just goes eyes up the defender and goes straight at Dupree, and right there, Tiffany Hayes.
Petty. All bucket.
And on the other end, it was really good defense by Blake Dietrich to get that steal.
Courtney Williams working the baseline. Three on the shot clock, and that heave is going to be blocked by Shea Petty. Brianna Turner with a finger roll and gets it to fall. She's eighth in the league in rebounds, and you can see why. All over the glass for Phoenix. And that one goes. Another player that's been off the court for Phoenix, even though she hit those two threes at the beginning of the game, is Sophie Cunningham, who's five on the shot clock. Courtney Williams with the ball. Courtney Williams misses everything on that shot. Seven, and they're just going to play this one out. And a foul in the back. Shea Petty shoots 88% from the free throw line. She knocks down the first. This one could tie.
For whichever case or scenario happens next.
And Shea Petty knocks down all three free throws. Atlanta Dream calls the timeout.
All right, and again, the final score in that contest, the Phoenix Mercury 76, the Atlanta Dream 75. And Shea Petty was big in this contest. She finished with 18 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 13 points. Sophie Cunningham finished with 10 points. Brianna Turner only had 8 points, but she had 15 rebounds in this contest. And then for the Atlanta Dream on the losing side, Courtney Williams had a double-double with 20 points and 14 rebounds. Monique Billings finished with 13 points. Elizabeth Williams had 12 points. And Candace Dupree finished with 11 points. Once again, the final score, the Phoenix Mercury 76, the Atlanta Dream 75. And also in other action from Wednesday, September the 8th, it was between the Las Vegas Aces going up against the Minnesota Lynx. The Aces would beat the Lynx 102-81. In action on Thursday, September the 9th, the Connecticut Sun would go on to beat the Los Angeles Sparks 75-57. We move along now to action from Friday, September the 10th, and it was a good one between the Washington Mystics and the Atlanta Dream. The Mystics would go on to beat the Dream, final score 82-74. And speaking of being awesome, Tina Charles, man, she's an MVP candidate this year. She's been currently the league's leading scorer in the WNBA, top five in points and in rebounds. And she's and also a multiple Olympic gold medalist. The best just gets better for Tina. She had a double-double in this game against Atlanta. Here's highlights from that contest.
Atlanta Dream up 5-15-10 over the Mystics, inside wide open for the easy basket. Inside, and an easy basket for Charles. Using the pick, great pass, and an easy basket for Charles. Great. And Charles starting to feel. Charles working inside. No whistle. Offensive board. Another easy basket and 8 for Charles. Mystics pick up the loose ball. Dribble drive out to Charles. Thinks about it. Pulls it. Knocks it down from long distance. Final minute, second quarter. Inside, Charles posts up. Left-handed scoop and score.
There she is. Tina Charles.
Can't find an opening. Mystics, solid defense here. Cloud with a steal. Knocks it down. Fast break. And Cloud pulls it out. Charles from outside and knocks it down. Cloud gives it up. Charles pump fake. Drive. Short with the right hand. Then it's blocked by Williams. Gets it back. Puts it in. That is perseverance. Give and go up top on the drive. Great feed inside. Offensive board. And put back in by Tina Charles. Outside shot and Tina Charles probably knocks it down.
A hugger.
All right, and again, the final score, the Mystics 82, the Dream 74. Tina Charles had a double-double for the Washington Mystics. She finished with 26 points and 16 rebounds. Natasha Cloud came through in the clutch. She finished with 13 points, and Teresa Plaisance finished with 14 points. In the losing effort for the Dream, Courtney Williams finished with 23 points. Monique Billings had a double-double, 14 points, 10 rebounds. Tiffany Hayes finished with 13 points, and Ari McDonald finished with 11 points. Again, the final score, the Washington Mystics 82, the Atlanta Dream 74. And also in other action from Friday, September the 10th, the Minnesota Lynx would beat the Indiana Fever 89-72. We move along now to action on Saturday, September the 11th. Of course, that was a very somber day and an emotional day, and a day of in the remembrance of the victims in the 9/11 attacks in New York and also in Virginia and also in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And there was also WNBA action between the New York Liberty and the Dallas Wings. The Wings would go on to win in a close one, 77-76. Marina Mabry shined bright in this contest. And here's some of the highlights from what Marina did to help the Wings beat the New York Liberty.
A lot of ramifications about this game. Nice job. Thornton pokes it away. Beautiful pass up ahead. Mabry got it and a foul.
In transition is not just getting the defense, but it's also the assist, right? And it's not just getting the ball up the floor, but it's the timing of knowing.
Tracks down her own miss. Mabry. Alicia for three. Splash!
Here's what Mariah Jefferson brings, Vicki Johnson. This is controlling the pace of play, recognizing we need to slow it up, as Maria Mabry says. Why do we need to slow it up?
But you know, like Dallas's pace.
I do. I really like the whole pace of this game. I think Dallas is playing at an efficient pace. They're not rushing and taking bad shots. They're attacking that rim right there as we see Marina Mabry attack the tunnel.
New York on a 12-4 run. It's 8-2 in this quarter. Osaka checks back in and got it. Savali with a half a dozen.
Being played. But here's just that situation where you're going to see that seal. Great timing and putting her body onto her defender. And great job by Marina.
Grace, seven rebounds. Had a career-high 14 versus Atlanta. Marina! Fourth three, her fourth or second of the ball game.
Range pull-up. I'll tell you, she can hit that pull-up. It's so nice.
At 26 and 18, the two previous meetings with the Wings. And Mabry, she's got 13. It was like begging out there. Good defense by Dallas. Up ahead. Mabry on the right. Plants the foot. Lets it fly. Got it!
That's a Marike right there. And you can see it coming. And after that little play. And then this teammate to teammate. And they're going to have to buy into the presence on the boards that they're going to have, being physical. But that rim run opportunity, an and one opportunity.
Since the second quarter, good pass from Marina to KT. And it'll be the Wings basketball with 6:50 to play in the ballgame. Mabry launches. Got the three, Marina!
Oh, yeah, Marina Mabry handled her business in this contest. Again, the Wings would win 77-76. Marina Mabry finished with 21 points. Alicia Gray had a double-double with 13 points and 11 rebounds. Also scoring 13 points was Kayla Thornton, Satu Sabali, and Arike Ongubowale, all would finish with 13 points. In the losing effort, on the losing side for the New York Liberty, Natasha Howard had a double-double with 16 points and 11 rebounds. Betnijah Laney finished with 19 points. Sammy Whitcomb had 12 points, and Sabrina Ionescu finished with 18 points. Once again, the final score, the Dallas Wings, 77, the New York Liberty, 76. And we also move along now to action that also took place on Saturday, September the 11th, a good one between the Connecticut Sun and the Phoenix Mercury. Connecticut would go on to win 76-67. And in this contest, it was all about another impact player for the Connecticut Sun, Jasmine Thomas. Here's Jasmine and some of her highlights in this contest.
Yeah, great move inside. And one of the things that Connecticut does, when they get the defensive boards and you only get one shot as the opponent, they like to run in the open court. We've talked all season long, especially after the Olympics, that Breonna Turner has been more offensive-minded looking for her shot.
January gave it up, and there's the three from Jasmine Thomas. Behind her on that post-entry pass. Now here's Jasmine Thomas bringing it up on offense. Blows by the defense. Easy deuce there for Jasmine. Tell the difference there. It's a misfire for Griner. Leads to the Sun. A chance to tie or take the lead. Thomas for three, and she will put Connecticut back on. It's a pretty good offense here in the opening quarter, aren't we?
Well, they're both capable of putting points on the board, that's for sure. Coming into the second half, too, talking about Shea Petty, she had 10 points where she was 4 or 5 from the floor, and she's coming off her career high of 18 points. And Jasmine Thomas continuing from the first half.
10 to shoot, around a pick from Breonna Jones. Hesitation move against Griner. The jumper off the window and in. What a tough shot by Jasmine Thomas, who has been tough all night. She leads the Sun with 17.
Balanced scoring of this team. Good screens by Jones. And
that's just a tough shot.
Yeah.
All right, and again, the final score, Connecticut 76, Phoenix 67. Jasmine Thomas finished with 17 points. Meanwhile, Jonquel Jones, again in the top five in the WNBA in points and rebounds, she had a double-double with 12 points and 16 rebounds. Dawana Bonner finished with 16 points, and Breonna Jones finished with 10 points. On the losing side for the Phoenix Mercury, Brittany Griner, man, she's another MVP candidate as well. She had a double-double, finishing with 25 points and 12 rebounds. Breonna Turner finished with 10 points. Skylar Diggins-Smith finished with 11 points, and Shea Petty finished with 12 points. Once again, the final score, the Connecticut Sun 76, the Phoenix Mercury 67. We move along now to action on Sunday, September the 12th, between the Washington Mystics going up against the Chicago Sky. The Mystics would beat the Sky. Final score, 79-71. Tina Charles, she was back at it again, handling her business. She had a double-double against the Sky. Here's Tina and her highlights.
And so there's a sense of urgency right now for the Mystics.
Dolson out on Charles now.
Tina
knew she wasn't going to stay silent for long. Inside 2 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tina got Candace up in the air.
Now goes fire. Here's that matchup. Tina wins that one.
Weiss able to get away from trouble. Almost threw the ball away. Tina just spots up and nails it. And she says, thanks, Natasha Cloud.
This don't feel like Chicago's getting the movement in their offense that they want. You have to credit Washington. They're a very physical defensive team.
Tina Charles. Charles against Parker. They're on the W25. Lasso this time. You can't defend that.
The footwork of Tina Charles. And something that Holly has talked about is the need for Chicago to attack the paint. That would have been a great possession for Copper to get to the rim. No one can guard her getting to the rack.
Can anybody guard Tina Charles, please? The starters are back in. You see Parker, Vandersloot, Stevens, and Charles coming back in and doing what Tina Charles does. Washington trying to get that eighth and final playoff spot. Charles just working hard against Stevens. Washington's only scored 8 points in this quarter. Charles finally with a nice little hook over Parker. 16 points for Stevens is a new season high.
Great denial defense here by Chicago in the half court.
Tina Charles!
All right, and again, the final score, the Washington Mystics 79, the Chicago Sky 71. Tina Charles handled her business in this game. She had a double-double, finishing with 31 points and 10 rebounds. Meanwhile, Shatori Walker-Kimbrough finished with 14 points, and Natasha Cloud finished with 16 points. On the losing side for Chicago, Azaree Stevens finished with 18 points. Candace Parker had a double-double with 12 points and 11 rebounds, and Allie Quigley finished with 15 points. Again, the final score, Washington 79, Chicago 71. Another game that we had on that same date was the Indiana Fever going up against the Minnesota Lynx. The Lynx would go on to win. Final score, 90-80. For the Lynx, Nafisa Collier and Sylvia Fowles, man, this tandem has been phenomenal for a long time. And they continue to do big things as the Lynx move up in the WNBA standings. Here's what Nafisa and Sylvia did in the win over the Fever.
Crystal Dangerfield in the circle, keeping it with her team. Pick and roll, Fowles will finish with McCowan on her shoulder. Rolling here in their offense. This is not a game where you can have long periods of time without scoring. Up and under for Collier, she stretches it out for two. You don't win four championships by
being
carefree.
That's right.
Right at the buzzer, Nafisa Collier making something out of nothing on that possession. I enjoy watching any WNBA player warm up. It's something that I truly treasure about being able to get here early as Nafisa Collier goes back door for the easy two. Powers weaving her way through the paint. Has McCowan on her back, and Fowles will finish right at the rim. Still establishing herself in the post, going to work against McCowan, and she's got it.
You said it right, going to work. It is a lot of work down there against McCowan's, and Sylvia is ready for it.
I just am. Since early on, got within seven in the first quarter. Here is Collier for three, and she'll get that back up to double figures. Up to 8 points.
Beavers slowly working their way right through this one.
But Minnesota needs more plays like that. Met by Vivian. Almost 3.5 to go in the third quarter. Lavender won't get there and still will finish an easy once to play.
Collier. A little hesitation against McCowan. Gets her off balance and knocks it down. 16. It is tied now in the fourth as Tiffany Mitchell will turn it over. Nafisa Collier, the Euro, and she will finish on the fast break. But Powers not able to get it to her on that possession. Taken away by Phil. We love to see a Sylvia Fowles fast break.
All right, again, the final score, the Lynx 90, the Fever 80. Sylvia Fowles finished with 18 points and 8 rebounds. Nafisa Collier finished with 22 points. Kayla McBride at 12 points. Ariel Powers finished with 17 points. And Crystal Dangerfield finished with 11 points. On the losing side for the Indiana Fever, Tiara McCowan finished with 17 points. Kelsey Mitchell at 25 points. Tiffany Mitchell and Victoria Vivians and Lindsay Allen all finished with 10 points. Once again, the final score, the Minnesota Lynx 90, the Indiana Fever 80. And also in action from Sunday, September the 12th, the Los Angeles Sparks would beat the Seattle Storm 81-53. And then last but not least, in action from Monday, September the 13th, the Dallas Wings would go up against the Las Vegas Aces. The Aces would go on to beat the Wings. Final score, 85-75. So now let's get you caught up on currently what's going on in the WNBA in terms of this week's Player of the Week. For the second time this year, the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the week of September the 13th goes to Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics. And the Western Conference Player of the Week for the fourth time this year is Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury. So again, congratulations to Tina Charles from the Washington Mystics is the Eastern Conference Player of the Week for the week of September the 13th, and Brittany Griner from the Phoenix Mercury, she is the Western Conference Player of the Week for the week of September the 13th. Now let's get you caught up on currently who are the league leaders in the as we wind down with the final two remaining games in the WNBA regular season. Tina Charles remains the leading scorer in the league. She's averaging 24.3 points per game. Brittany Griner is number two. She's averaging 20.8 points per game. Brianna Stewart is third, followed by Jonquel Jones is fourth. And then Asia Wilson from the Las Vegas Aces is fifth. Next category is rebounds per game. Number one is Jonquel Jones. She's averaging 11 rebounds per game. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles. She's averaging 10 rebounds per game. Coming in at third is Tina Charles. And then tied for fourth is Brittany Griner and Brianna Stewart. Next category is assists per game. Number one is Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at number two is Natasha Cloud from the Washington Mystics. Coming in third is Chelsea Gray from the Las Vegas Aces. And fourth is Sabrina Ionescu from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. Next category is field goal percentage. Coming in at number one is Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. She's shooting 63% from the field. Coming in at number two is Brittany Griner, followed by coming in third is Brianna Jones from the Connecticut Sun. And fourth is Brianna Turner from the Phoenix Mercury. And in fifth is Liz Cambage from the Las Vegas Aces. Next category is free throw percentage. Coming in at number one is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. She's shooting 95% from the free throw line. Coming in at number two is Kelsey Plum from the Las Vegas Aces. Coming in at number three is Kayla McBride from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at fourth is Ari McDonald from the Atlanta Dream. And in fifth is Ariel Powers from the Minnesota Lynx. Next category is three-point percentage. Coming in at number one is Epiphany Prince from the Seattle Storm. She's shooting 47% from three-point range. Coming in at number two is Allie Quigley from the Chicago Sky. Coming in at number three is Sammy Whitcomb from the New York Liberty. And fourth is Sue Bird from the Seattle Storm. And in fifth is Naya Coffey from the Los Angeles Sparks. Next category is steals per game. Tied for first is Brittany Sykes from the Los Angeles Sparks and Sylvia Fowles from the Minnesota Lynx. And then tied for third, we have Courtney Vandersloot from the Chicago Sky and Rebecca Allen from the New York Liberty. And in fifth is Ariel Atkins from the Washington Mystics. Next category is blocks per game. Coming in at number one is Brittany Griner. She's averaging 2 blocks per game. Coming in at number two is Sylvia Fowles. In third is Brianna Stewart, followed by Liz Cambage in fourth, and in fifth is Jessica Breland from the Indiana Fever. And the last category that we have is minutes played. Coming in at number one is Nafisa Collier, and then from the Minnesota Lynx. Coming in at number two is Courtney Williams from the Atlanta Dream. And third is Betnijah Laney from the New York Liberty. And fifth is Brianna Stewart, followed by Brittany Griner in fifth. And those are your current league leaders in the WNBA. Now let's get to the standings. Remember, the top eight go to the playoffs. Again, the top eight teams will be eligible for postseason action in the WNBA. So here's how it currently runs as of this time. Currently, the number one seed belongs to the Connecticut Sun. They have a record of 24-6. Currently, the number two seed is the Las Vegas Aces. They have a record of 21-8. The third seed currently belongs to the Minnesota Lynx. They have a record of 20 wins and 10 losses. Coming in at fourth is the Seattle Storm. They have a record of 20-11. Coming in fifth are the Phoenix Mercury with a record of 19-11. Coming in the sixth spot are the Chicago Sky with a record of 15-15. The Dallas Wings are seventh with a record of 13-17. The Washington Mystics are currently eighth with a record of 12-18. The Los Angeles Sparks come in ninth with a record of 11-19. The New York Liberty are 10th with a record of 11-19. Coming in 11th are the Atlanta Dream. They have a record of 7-22. And coming in 12th place are the Indiana Fever with a record of 6-23. All right, so Atlanta and Indiana have been eliminated from playoff contention. Again, Atlanta with a record of 7-22. Indiana has a record of 6-23. So Atlanta and Indiana have both been eliminated from playoff contention. Okay, here's how the seedings currently sit. Here's how the seedings currently stand. Connecticut has the number one seed. Las Vegas is currently number two. Minnesota is currently at number three. Seattle is number four. Phoenix is at five. Chicago is at number six. And then Dallas is at number seven. Remember, the top eight teams automatically are in the playoffs. Now, we currently have Connecticut, Las Vegas, Minnesota, Seattle, Phoenix, Chicago, and Dallas have all clinched playoff spots. Connecticut will most likely be the number one seed. Now, however, the race for numbers two, three, and four, and even five are up for grabs because, remember, Las Vegas is 21-8. Minnesota is 20-10. Seattle's 20-11. Phoenix is 19-11. So the number two and three seeds and even the number four seeds are up for grabs because Minnesota could move up and possibly be a number two seed. Seattle could win their final two games and take the number two spot from Las Vegas. Las Vegas may hold and maintain the number two seed. Minnesota can move up. Phoenix can move up. So right now it's going to be an interesting race. Remember, there are two more games left in the regular season. It's going to be interesting who would fight for supremacy between Las Vegas, Minnesota, Seattle, and Phoenix for the number two, three, four, and even number five seeds. Chicago is currently at number six, and Dallas is currently the seventh seed. Now, there isn't an eight seed yet because there's a battle for the eight seed between Washington, Los Angeles, and New York. Remember, two games are left in the WNBA regular season, so it's going to be interesting how this all plays out. I mean, it's going to be a dogfight because Dallas has punched their ticket, but Dallas could still move up and maybe take the sixth spot from Chicago, or maybe Washington could get in, maybe be the number seven seed. Dallas could move down, or L.A. and New York could maybe take that possible eighth spot from Washington. Again, the eighth seed has not been clinched yet as of yet because Washington, L.A., and New York are all battling for supremacy for that eighth spot. So, again, it's not much basketball left to be played in this regular season, but, man, it's going down to the wire. I tell you that again. Some teams have two games left in the year. Some teams have three games left. It just depends on how it all boils down. Excuse me. Yeah. So most teams have two regular season games yet left. The Liberty have two games left. Connecticut has two games left. The remainder of the regular season, each team has two regular season games left. So this is going to be very interesting. This is going to be very interesting on who's going to get that 8 seed. And most importantly, it could be some moving around with seeds between number 2, from seeds 2 through 5. So it's definitely going to be interesting how this is going to play out in the final two games of the WNBA regular season. All right, let's get you caught up on the remaining games in the WNBA regular season schedule. Let's start off with Tuesday, September the 14th. The Indiana Fever will go up against the Atlanta Dream. This is basically going to be just a game for bragging rights because most likely the Fever will be the number one overall pick in the 2022 WNBA draft. But this is going to be a game just for bragging rights. So the Fever and the Dream will square off on Tuesday, September the 14th. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Wednesday, September the 15th, we have the New York Liberty going up against the Connecticut Sun. Again, they will tip off on Wednesday, September the 15th, and that tip-off will be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Thursday, September the 16th, there's going to be a great game between the Los Angeles Sparks against the Atlanta Dream. And again, that game will be on Thursday, September the 16th. Tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Friday, September the 17th, some interesting games that we have on tap. The Washington Mystics going up against the New York Liberty. That's going to be an interesting game. Again, the fight for supremacy for that 8 seed. And again, the tip-off is going to be at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. We've got the Minnesota Lynx going up against the Indiana Fever. Again, tip-off is at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central Time. Also a good game between the Las Vegas Aces and the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 8 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Central Time. And the Phoenix Mercury will go up against the Seattle Storm. Tip-off is at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central Time, and 7 p.m. Pacific Time. So Friday, September the 17th, games are going to be significant because the Lynx need to get a win against the Fever to stay alive in the top three, but also the Mystics and the Liberty are fighting for that 8 seed, and also the Aces in the Sky. You know, Las Vegas is chasing Connecticut, so they could move up. Chicago has a chance to maybe move up, get that 4th seed as well. And then the Mercury and the Storm, they're battling for seeds 2 through 4. So it's going to be interesting how that plays out. And then on the final day of the regular season, Sunday, September the 19th, we have the Atlanta Dream going up against the Connecticut Sun. Tip-off is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central Time. And then we have a tip-off at 2 p.m. Central Time, 3 p.m. Eastern Time between the Minnesota Lynx and the Washington Mystics. And then we have a tip-off at 3 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Central Time between the Las Vegas Aces and the Phoenix Mercury. And then on tip-off will be at 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time, 5 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Central Time between the Los Angeles Sparks and the Dallas Wings. And then we have the last game of the WNBA 2021 regular season between the Indiana Fever and the Chicago Sky. Tip-off is at 6 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Central Time. So it's so much at stake in this last week of the WNBA regular season. Again, a lot of teams are going to be fighting for playoff seeds. Some may move down, some may move up. We don't know. But again, the top 8 advance, and it's definitely going to go down to the wire, and it's definitely going to be a lot of hard play from here on out. And that's going to do it for this week's edition of Striving for It All. I'm Ed Robinson, and until next week, so long. I'll talk to you again.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply. School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details. Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply.
School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply.
School is changing, and Cox is committed to keeping your family connected. If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. No deposits, no annual contracts, just affordable internet for your home. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Available to qualifying new residential Cox Internet customers in Cox service areas who meet eligibility criteria. Other restrictions apply.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.
If you need to clean your vehicle, Go Clean Car Wash is here to help. Hi, I'm Austin James. Their 7 locations are up and running, so check out goclean.com, GEAUX clean.com. And remember, you can join their membership. You pay one low price per month, and you can get your vehicle cleaned as many times as you like. One of the most technologically advanced car washes in the country is at Go Clean Car Wash, one of their 7 locations. Check it out. They're here to help. Tell them Austin James sent you. If you need to clean your vehicle, Go Clean Car Wash is here to help. Hi, I'm Austin James. Their 7 locations are up and running, so check out goclean.com, GEAUX clean.com. And remember, you can join their membership. You pay one low price per month, and you can get your vehicle cleaned as many times as you like. One of the most technologically advanced car washes in the country is at Go Clean Car Wash, one of their 7 locations. Check it out. They're here to help. Tell them Austin James sent you.
If you have a K-12 student and receive government assistance, you may be eligible for fast, affordable internet from Cox. Visit cox.com/connect to compete for program details.
Applicants may need to provide documentation for eligibility. Other restrictions apply.